The fading junior welterweight boxer Mickey Ward was working on a road paving crew in the early 90s when he decided to give the ring one more try. And that's the story director David O. Russell tells in the new film The Fighter. Ward is played by Mark Wahlberg. The cast includes Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and Melissa Leo. Critic David Edelstein has this review.
The Fighter is a mess, which I mean as a term of endearment. It begins in a pseudo-documentary style, with familiar actors pretending to be working-class people in Lowell, Massachusetts in 1993, and God, do they hit those ahs hard. For a while, it's too disjointed. You can't tell what's at stake. But that messiness has an upside. It gives the characters room and the movie texture, so when it does get you, you're good and got. The Fighter is based very closely on the real lives of two half-brothers, both of whom had boxing careers. Mark Wahlberg is Mickey Ward, whose career, when the movie begins, is still in flux. Christian Bale is Dickie Eklund, once the, quote, pride of Lowell, and now the subject, within the film, of an HBO Whatever Happened To documentary that Dickie thinks heralds a comeback. Fat chance. Or rather, alarmingly skinny chance, since Dickie is addicted to crack and possibly other things, and Bale is doing one of those what-a-committed-actor transformations and looks like he's dying of malnutrition. Dickie's claim to fame is that he once knocked down Sugar Ray Leonard in the ring, although it's a better than 50-50 chance Sugar Ray tripped over his own feet. Dickie's sensitive about that and many other things. Everybody in The Fighter is sensitive, actually. Director David O. Russell loves the pugnacity, the bumptiousness, the random hurled punch or insult. Ya junk bag, ya skank. Mickey and Dickie's mom, Alice, is played by that marvelous scenery chewer Melissa Leo with bleached blonde hair and lots of cheap jewelry. And she has a posse of big-haired daughters, like some kind of four-letter word hurling Greek chorus. Although Mickey trains with his half-brother, Dickie, there isn't much of a storyline until Mickey meets a bartender named Charlene, played by Amy Adams. Adams, like Bale, has transformed. She gained a little weight, not much, but enough to give her a cute little tum and make her arms look like they're used to carrying multiple pitchers of lager. And with her mouthy affect and big swarm of red hair, it doesn't take much to get her Irish up. It's already flying high. The Fighter really takes off when Charlene goes up against Mama Alice and the armada of sisters over who will oversee Mickey's training, Charlene or Dickie.
Mick, what's the problem?
The problems.
What problems?
What problem?
Problems.
What like problems? What?
Like maybe you not showing up on time to train. Like maybe him having to come find you in a crack house when you're supposed to be at the airport.
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. Why are you talking?
I'm Charlene. We just met. We're together. Do we need to do this again? Hi, I'm Charlene.
Hi, I'm Charlene.
Charlene.
Hey, we're together.
What are you going to do, Mick? Listen, some MTV girl works in a bar? What does she know about boxing?
I know. They're going to Vegas and getting paid to train year-round. Sounds a hell of a lot better than what you got him doing here.
You gonna let her talk like that to your mother?
Come on, Mickey.
I told you, we're together. This is my girlfriend. I want her here.
I have done everything. Everything I could for you, Mickey. This MTV girl comes along.
Stop calling me an MTV girl, whatever that means.
She's wild.
That's such a wonderful scene because when Amy Adams locks eyes with Melissa Leo, they're competing for Mickey and for Best Supporting Actress, and they're loving it. They're two amazing actresses in clover. And Wahlberg and Bale get a mano thing going too. Mickey visits Dickie in prison to deliver the news that Dickie is no longer his trainer, that it's a guy named Mickey O'Keefe, who's played by Ward's actual trainer, Mickey O'Keefe. The brothers lean in toward each other, and it's very intense and hard to understand until the inevitable eruption.
I know you know what I'm doing. I'm sure Alice and everybody else told you. I just wanted to tell you to face myself. I got new management. Mickey O'Keefe's my trainer now. It's going good.
Yeah. And I got you fighting Alfonso Sanchez.
On HBO.
And you're proud of that.
Right.
What's your plan? How are you going to fight Sanchez?
I ain't here to talk about that.
What's your plan?
I am not here to talk about that.
Yes, you are.
You watch the fight and you'll see the plan.
Hey. Meg, what is it? You scared, embarrassed because you don't even have a plan on your brother? Just tell me.
You got to run against this guy. Let him punch himself out. Take him to the body, right? Get inside. Switch stances like you're going to work his right. Hit him on the left.
You ain't me. All right, you can't be me.
Careful.
You had a hard enough time being you when you had your chance, and that's why you're in here. All right? I'll fight Sanchez the way I fight.
The fighting, when it comes, is brutal. The real Mickey Ward was known for taking loads of punishment, for being regularly pulped. Director Russell doesn't stylize the bouts. He doesn't go for raging bull, slow-mo, sadomasochistic poetry. You're just as aware of the people outside the ring screaming at Mickey as Mickey himself. He seems to feed on all that family drama, to need it the way Popeye needed spinach. For all those over-the-top accents and Oscar-bait performances, something about the fighter seems ultra-real. You're meeting not a lone raging bull, but an entire raging ecosystem. It could have been called The Fighters.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Sue Spolin directed the show. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.